The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
All about grace. You've probably already heard the acronym for GRACE, God's Riches at Christ's Expense. Think about that for just a few moments. We have access to God's riches. As the song says, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills and the wealth in every mine. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And that phrase only lists the physical riches. We also, more importantly, become adopted into His family, a child of the King, and joint heirs with Christ, God's own Son. And the last three words of that acronym refer to the fact that we have all that we could ever imagine from God's hands because of what Jesus Christ accomplished through His death, burial, and resurrection. Christ sacrificed all He had, up to and including His own life on the cross, the death of a cross. Wow. So as we refer to grace, think on these things, God's riches at Christ's expense. We can stand here today in and by the reality of God's grace. Romans 3, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Ephesians 2 says, God saved you by His grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Psalms 84, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Just before God caused the flood, we see that He looked at Noah with special favor. Genesis 6, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I had made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It was clear that the characteristic of grace was part of who Jesus is. He's the epitome of grace. Luke chapter 2, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth, and the child, Jesus, grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. John, first chapter, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of His fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace was and is a character trait of His followers. We should show grace toward all around us. Acts chapter 4. And with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts chapter 6. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Acts 13. And after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who, as they spoke with them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. Folks, our lives should be all about grace. As we meditate on God's Word and His Spirit fills our hearts and minds with grace, it will naturally permeate our lives, and we will be gracious to others.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.